I've used electronic mail and international electronic databases for the best part of 7 years now. But throughout most of that time, primarily for work, for communicating with colleagues or researching material and issues. The strength of the medium came home to me recently, however, on a trip out of town. Logging into my email server from my hotel room, I found a note waiting for me from my sister, working at one of our more remote university campuses. It wasn't anything urgent, more a query about how the kids were going than anything requiring a heavy-handed business tool, but it did bring home the importance of more modern communications to our modern lifestyle. One person paid to think about these issues is BJ Johnson, the general manager of the IBM networking hardware division. BJ, you've been talking about things like telecommuting and, in fact, more narrowly, nomadic computing. What do you mean by nomadic computing?
In large part, when we talk about computing, we have kind of a headset of somebody either sitting at a desk or somebody who is plugged into the telecom network and being able to access computers or send messages or get information from anywhere in the world. That tends to limit people to what they can do and, quite frankly, not necessarily what they can do, but certainly from where they can do it. And so my concept of this nomadic computing is I should be able to do that from anywhere I am. And so one gets into thinking about how do you do communications such as wireless communications and so forth. That's what is the basis infrastructure associated with nomadic computing. More closely matches the way we would really like to do work.
Now, look, I was just reading today about a person who's got a job mainly in a training role, works all around Australia and overseas, and he says his office is the local coffee shop because with his laptop and his mobile phone, he can basically do all his office work from anywhere in the world. Is this the sort of thing that you're approaching?
Well, that's one of them. I would list that one maybe not out of a coffee shop, but certainly this concept of telecommuting and telecomputing, where he ties into the fixed structure that a telecom company provides, and he's able to, via his personal computer and modem, access all the files and deliver all the information and so forth that he needs. But let's suppose that he wasn't in a coffee shop, and let's suppose that a cellular system was set up similar to cellular telephone or cellular radio, and he had this kind of a connection on his laptop. Well, then he could do that whether he's close to a telephone network or not. And that is the kind of concept that I'm talking about. Let's suppose there's another case, which is he's actually at some site, at some university, but not near his office or whatever, but there's what I refer to as a wireless local area network capability. He could easily fire up his computer, type a few things in, and get it into the file and go from there without having to go back to his desk or to a telephone jack or something like that. That's the whole concept of the flexibility. And those kind of products, in fact, are becoming available today.
Mm. You're talking here about, I suppose, reasonable sorts of changes in work practices. We've always had travelling salesmen and the like, but this is taking the whole issue a step further.
Yeah, it is, actually. I happen to agree with that. But you brought, clearly in the conversation and in the presentation that I made around telecommuting and telecomputing, frankly, in this information-based age, it's not necessarily clear that having the body sitting behind a desk is as important as having the mind engaged, even if it's from somebody's home because there's some problem or that maybe it's best for somebody to work from there. But there are a lot of people who work in various companies who, in fact, need to be on the move. You talked about salespeople, but let's also talk about somebody who, say, is at the income receiving dock for a manufacturing company. They tend to be on the move. They would like to be able to, while they're walking around the pallets and so forth, say, I received this, 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 and this on this purchase order. Does it match what I should have gotten and so forth? as opposed to having to copy that stuff down and then go back to the desk and then type it in. So there are a number of kind of activities that are really inherent in the way we do work that cause people to move around, and nomadic computing should be a way of them to be able to do their normal work.
You're general manager of the network hardware division. Is it also changing the issue about what we understand networks are?
I think so. Some time ago, I wrote a paper, I think it was back in 84, about this networking is the ability to communicate anything, anytime, anywhere, from anyone to anyone. And that clearly is what we're moving to. But the other thing is, I think we're coming to, is we have more and more computing capability. It is the communications aspect of the ability to tackle and use that computing where we want to that is now starting to become the basis of what we call the system, or some people actually say the network is the system.
So how far into the future are we sort of, going to be giving up our desks?
Well, for some of us, I suspect, like myself, it may never occur. However, the fact that I could extend a desk from the physical location, say, in New York, and here I am down in Sydney, and be able to operate as though I'm at the same desk, that clearly would be also something that I would view as allowing me to do my job from wherever I wanted to do it. And in that sense, that's right now.